الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واذكروا الله في أيام معلومات، وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, this is one of the best days of the entire year that we are currently going through. These are days of dhikr. These are days of dhikr. These are days of ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa dhikrin. As mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, we'll be coming to the days of qurbani. But before we come to the day of qurbani, inshallah, there is something that we should all do, inshallah. So I'm just going to highlight to you. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Lord creates and chooses whomever He wants, whatever He wants. So example, from the Anbiya alayhim salam, or from humans, Allah ta'ala chose the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. From all the Anbiya, to be the greatest of the Anbiya, Allah ta'ala chose five. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim, and Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. And then from the five who are known as Ulul Azm min al-Rusul. See, you might have realized in Hadith al-Shafa'ah, when mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, on the day of Qiyamah, for just the day of reckoning to start, people will go first to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, then he will send everyone to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will send everyone to Sayyidina Ibrahim. Sayyidina Ibrahim will send everyone to Sayyidina Musa. Sayyidina Musa to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and then Sayyidina Isa to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. Because everyone will say, Lastu hunakum. That maqam of shafa'at is not for me. That is for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. Asa in yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. If we want the shafa'at of the Messenger of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, reply to the words of Adhan. Reply to the words of Adhan. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitab al-Tafsir, in the commentary of Surah al-Isra, where he mentions, عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. After Adhan, you respond to the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Shadu an la ilaha. You respond to the Adhan. After that, you read, convey durood upon the Messenger of Allah. Read the durood, the full durood upon the Messenger of Allah. And then you read the dua. Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasila. Right until the end. Rasulullah says, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. My intercession for that individual will become compulsory. أي حَلَّتْ بَمَأْنَا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. For that individual. So from all the Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala chose who? Allah chose the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a choice, or this is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From time, Allah Ta'ala chose two phases of the entire year that are the best phases of the entire year. On one side, you've got the latter part of the days of Ramadan, and here you've got the beginning part of Dhul Hijjah. So I just want to highlight to you, inshallah, number one, you got the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, number two, you got the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and then you got the 10th. And mashallah, then you got 11 and 12. So now, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The 8th, when everyone will go from Makkah Mukarrama to Mina, okay, that is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The day after that is called Yawm Arafah. The day after that is called Yawm al-Nahr. The day after that is called Yawm al-Qarr. Yawm al-Qarr, Qafra.
يوم القر. Why is يوم التروية called يوم التروية? It's got two meanings. So the 8th of Dhul Hijjah is called يوم التروية. Why? Because that was the day that the people, the Arabs, when they used to take the animals for Hajj to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, they used to water the animals in Makkah, Mukarrama. They used to, and the word التروية means سراب كرنا. When you give a lot of water to your animal, and you know the camels, mashallah, they have a big bag. They fill them up with water and they can stay thirsty for 7 days. So because they used to give a lot of water to the animals, number one. Number two, Shaitan, I'm sorry, Ibrahim alayhi salam sees a dream. Ibrahim alayhi salam sees a dream on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. And what was his dream? That he is slaughtering his son. The word tarwiyah in the Arabic language also means to contemplate, to ponder, to think. Ibrahim alayhi salam is thinking, you know, why would a father slaughter a son? So because he started contemplating over the dream, although we know this is our aqidah, ru'ya al-anbiya'i wahyun. The ru'ya and the dream of a nabi is wahi. It's equivalent to revelation. This is why Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his son, ya bunayya, inni ara fil manam, anni adwahuk. I'm seeing in my dream, I am slaughtering you. The son realizes my father is a Nabi of Allah and the dream of a Nabi is wahi and revelation, so he has to do it. So the son says, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar, you carry on doing what you need to. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. That is the humility of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. He doesn't say, Satajiduni sabiran. He says, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. There are many, many others who are resilient, persevering. They have sabr and they have patience, and I will be also one of them. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to understand the dream, internalize the dream. The following day, he sees the dream again. So now that is called Arafat. Why? Because he recognizes this is from Allah and I need to now undertake the process of slaughtering my son. Because he recognized that I now have to slaughter. So that is the day of Arafat. And then the day after that is called Yawmun Nahar. Why? Because now he took Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to Mina in order to slaughter him. Now what do you do? What do the Hajis do on the 11th and 12th? What do they do? They reside there in Mina. So the word qarr comes from the word qarar. And the word qarar means to settle. So the Hajis settle in Makkah, Mukarrama, and Mina. Sorry, MashaAllah, someone just sent a video on TikTok. Someone just sent a video from TikTok. MashaAllah, you've got first-class cabins in Mina for Hajis. Saudi, it's called the Saudi Hajj Company. MashaAllah, you know how much is Hajj? For nine days, £15,000. For 9 days. And you don't have a hotel in Makkah, Mukarrama. There's no hotel. MashaAllah, your hotel is where? In Mina. Okay, and in Arafat and in Muzdalifa. Okay, you got khair anyway. So now Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Now the ruh and the spirit of Hajj is no longer there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's Hajj. For Rasulullah salam prophesies there will come a time where Hajj will become a means of holiday tourism. And you know, this is a prophecy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. There will come a time upon the people, yatanazzahuna, people will go for Hajj. Why? As a means of tourism. They've just gone for a holiday. Those who can afford it. Anyway. So these are the days. Now one of the main days that we are coming to go through inshallah on Tuesday. And this is something that every single individual inshallah, if you can do this. Okay, please do this on the day of Arafat, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. This is the day when one thing has happened. Imam al-Suddi, number one. Imam al-Suddi and number two, Hafiz ibn Kathir. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, one of the greatest virtues of the ummah, one of the greatest virtues of this ummah is the revelation of this ayat upon the Messenger of Allah on the day of Arafat. On the day of Arafat. What was the ayat that was revealed? It was from Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 5. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. I'm sorry, ayat number 3 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, para number 6. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. See what is beautiful. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On the day of Arafat. Today I have completed for you your deen. It's interesting. Allah could have said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deeni. Today I have completed my deen for you. But Allah doesn't say, my deen. Today I have perfected your deen for you. What is Allah trying to tell me and you? You should be happy with the deen Allah has given you. Inna deen indallahi al-islam. You know, when you think something is yours, you value it. MashaAllah, baap ki kamai aur aap ki kamai. They say in Urdu, ek baap ki kamai, ek aap ki kamai. You try and spend money the way these kids are, okay, when they earn. You tell a kid, you know, no problem. You wash my car in the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and I'll give you £5. MashaAllah, it's not child labor, it's called tarbiyat. You give them the understanding. You, if your child is wanting spending money, tell him better just go and wash my car inside, outside. Outside they charge me £15. I'll give you £15. So at least they have the value of money. When you think something is yours, you value it. When you think something belongs to someone else, then there's no value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, understand this is your deen. Value it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Balad, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We've shown you the two pathways. One way is the pathway to khair, one is the pathway of evil. We showed you the two pathways. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ التَّرِيقَ الْخَيْرِ وَالتَّرِيقَ الشَّرِ. Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in Zadul Ma'ad says, one path will take you to eternal bliss, and one path is going to take you to eternal destruction. Sayyidina Umar Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned by Imam Al-Mundiri rahimahullah in At-Targhib wa-At-Tarhib, is mentioned the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, falima taj'alu najd ash-sharr ahabba ilaykum min najd al-khayr. Why are you adopting the pathway that will lead you to destruction? Why are you giving preference to that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the pathways. So the day of Arafat, this is a very unique day. On this day, this ayat was revealed. Now today, number one, not only has Allah ta'ala completed the deen, now there is absolutely no defect in deen. Why do we think Allah says Subhan, 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 Subhan? You know, when you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, when you say whatever form of tasbih you're reading, every day you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. You say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in Salat. What are you saying? You are saying Allah is above and beyond any flaw. What does that mean? Everything Allah created is above and beyond any fault, any flaw. You know, when you climb up, what do you say? When you climb upstairs, what do you say? You say, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because you should realize you are nothing. Allah is everything. When you're coming down the stairs and you realize, although I'm coming down and I feel low too for myself, but you need to understand Allah Ta'ala is not low. So when you are saying Subhanallah, what are you saying? Everything connected to Allah is pure. Allah is beyond fault. So that means the deen of Allah is also what? It's beyond fault. Today you will find non-Muslims that will find many, many, many ishkalat, i'tirazat, questions in regards to Islam. But inshallah, there is a response for everything. And where you don't understand, you just say, Amanna wa saddaqna. But we believe in Allah. Why? Because my aql, our intellect is very, very minimal. What is the size of my aql and your aql compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we are saying Subhanallah. So number one, favor of Allah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I have perfected your deen for you. Wa atamamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have completed my favors upon you. The fact that Rasulullah ﷺ came into the world and we were made from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah, what do you want after that? Wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena, and I am happy for Islam to be your religion. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Anyone who tries to look for another deen besides Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allama, there are many scholars who have wrote that this was the last ayat, and after this, Rasulullah only lived for 81 days. After the revelation of this ayat, الْيَوْمَ أَكْبَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, Rasulullah only lived for 81 days. And after that, Imam As-Suddi rahimahullah says, no other ayat of the Quran came down in terms of halal, haram. Nothing. Why? Because Allah says, we have perfected your deen for you and everything is now complete. There's only one ayat that came afterwards. That is ayat number 281 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the last ayat of the Quran. Fear Allah, fear the day in which you are going to be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day in which you will be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the first ayat of the Quran that was revealed? اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. What is the last ayat to be revealed in the Quran? واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. What is Allah telling me and you? اقرأ is indication to knowledge. What is taqwa? That is amal. Allah is saying, you are only a person, true person of knowledge, when you implement what you know. Because the first ayat is اقرأ. That is encouraging people to study and learn. And then, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ. Your ilm must translate into amal. And the highest category of amal is taqwa. The highest category is taqwa. So this is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, on one occasion, he met one Jewish man. Tariq ibn Shihab, rahimahullah, says, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab met one individual, and the Jewish man said to Sayyidina Umar, there is one ayat in the Quran, if that was revealed to the Jewish community, we would have taken that day as a day of Eid. Sayyidina Umar said, you would have taken it one day of Eid. For us, that was 2 days of Eid. For us, that was 2 days of Eid. Why? Because it was revealed on the day of Arafat. And the day of Arafat, in the Hajj of the Messenger of Allah, was what? Was a Friday. It was a Friday. So Friday is a weekly Eid. And then the day of Arafat, the last second of the day of Arafat, is attached to the first second of the night of Eid. You know, as soon as Maghrib time, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, when Asr Namaz finishes, the last second, now the next second will go into the Maghrib of the day of Nahr or the night of Nahr. Because in Islam, the nights come first. So Sayyidina Umar says, we had two Eids on that day. So khair, inshallah, this is the day of Arafat. Every single individual, inshallah, if you can, you'll find the riwayat of Sayyidina Abu Qatada. Or Sayyidina Qatada, or Sayyidina Abu Qatada is mentioned by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. In Islam, we believe you can't have life insurance. Haram. Life insurance, you can't have life insurance. Why? Because it is a lack of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have life insurance. I don't want to go into the masala in regards to what is the masala of travel insurance, what is the masala of home insurance, what is the masala of other insurances. But everyone unanimously accepts that you can't have life insurance. Maybe health insurance because of the NHS system that we are now going through, okay, whereby they want to really privatize everything. Okay, they don't have money. MashaAllah, they become bankrupt. All our councils have become bankrupt. I don't know about Harlow, MashaAllah. Okay, but Newham, they've got a debt of approximately 125 million. 125 million. And our council, Newham, MashaAllah, it is completely bankrupt. Okay, gee. So, does anyone remember what I was saying? MashaAllah, Jazakumullah. Life insurance is not allowed. If you want life insurance, which is halal, what do you do? Fast the day of Arafat. Fast the day of Arafat. Why? The hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim from Sayyidina Abu Qatada, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Siyamu yawmi Arafa, ahtasibu ala Allahi an yukaffir as-sana alati qablahu wa sanata alati ba'dahu. The day, fasting on the day of Arafat, I hope in Allah's mercy that Allah Ta'ala will expiate your sins of the past year and the sins of the coming year. So inshallah, this is a guarantee from the Messenger of Allah that you will live for one more year. Inshallah, we can hope you will live for one more year, because Rasulullah is saying Allah Ta'ala will also pardon the sins of the coming year as well. So inshallah, this is something that we can do if you can, every individual here, number one, fast. Unless you have a valid reason that you cannot fast. Maybe medical condition or women going through their phases. So that is something else. Fast if you can, and then the time between Asr and Maghrib, try and pass in the masjid. Try and pass that time in the masjid and try and do iftar inside the masjid. And I would recommend, mashallah, I'm sure Sufi Sahib will do it, inshallah, on the day of Arafat, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, if we can organize a iftar inside the masjid. For all the brothers who are fasting, mashallah, maybe try and organize that day for iftar in the masjid. And between Asr and Maghrib, if you can, you read Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 100 times. You read Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 100 times. Number one, you read Durud Ibrahim upon the Messenger of Allah 100 times, and you read the fourth kalima 100 times. So the fourth kalima 100 times, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, the entire surah 100 times, and then the Durud upon the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, read that first, inshallah. You do that, and then you make dua, inshallah, thumma inshallah, your duas will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the day of Arafat. Now, obviously, the day of Arafat is so unique also. Why? Because that is the day a haji becomes a haji. If you miss the day of Arafat, then you don't become a Haji. Your Haji is gone. Your Haji is gone. But you know, mashallah, everyone here, we cannot become a Haji because we are here. You have to be in Mecca. Mukarramah Rasulullah says, Al-Hajju Arafat. Al-Hajju Arafat. Hajj is Arafat. And if you have stayed even for a few seconds in the plains of Arafat during a prescribed time, you become a Haji. But we can become a Haji without going for Hajj. Everyone here can become a Haji without going for Hajj. That does not mean now your obligation is lifted in life. That's not what it means. What you can do, you can, inshallah, thumma inshallah, you can attain the reward of Hajj whilst you are here. Why? How do you do it? Number one, you make a firm intention, inshallah, whenever Allah will give me the money, I will most certainly go for Hajj. Especially those individuals who have not yet done their obligatory Hajj. The Hajj of Islam, Hajjatul Islam. If you haven't done it, then you see, when did Rasulullah do it? Rasulullah did it in the 10th year after Hijrah. Rasulullah did it on the 10th year after Hijrah, although Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, prior to the migration of Rasulullah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah performed multiple Hajj. Why? Because it was a habit of the Quraysh. It was a habit of the Quraysh. They used to do Hajj every year because they lived in Makkah Mukarramah. So for them to do Hajj was not that difficult. But Hajj only became compulsory according to Mullah Ali Qadi rahimahullah, the great Hanafi scholar who wrote the commentary of Mishkat, Mirqat of Mullah Ali Qadi rahimahullah. He is of the opinion Hajj either became compulsory in 6 AH or became compulsory in 9 AH. Because it became compulsory in 9, Rasulullah could not go in 9. Why? Because it was too close. Rasulullah had returned from Tabuk, from the Battle of Tabuk. So it was too close to the Zamana of Hajj. And that was would have been the only Hajj of the Messenger of Allah. So the following year it was announced Rasulullah is going for Hajj. And how many people went for Hajj with the Messenger of Allah? A lot of people think it was 124,000 people. This is incorrect. Allama ibn Salah rahimahullah is of the opinion, as a great scholar, he is of the opinion there were approximately 70,000 sahaba with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. It's not 124,000, it's 70,000 plus my minus. They were the amount of sahaba with the Messenger of Allah on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. Rasulullah alayhi salam, now see, number one, what do? You become a haji without becoming a haji, meaning you get the reward. Number one, intention. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari 7 times. Innama al-amalu bin-niyyat. Allah Ta'ala deals based on your intentions. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Anyone who desires to die as a martyr in the battlefield, Allah will give you the reward of dying as a martyr even though you die on your bed. Why? Because Allah deals with intention. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab is in Medina Munawwara. He's making dua, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatin fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, kama qal. Sayyidina Umar makes a dua, oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. To become a martyr, you have to go outside to the battlefield. So he's asking a dua which is a contradict. You know, the first part of the dua and the second part of the dua, there is a contradiction. You either die in Medina Munawwara and you die at home, or you die in the battlefield, then you become a martyr. Sayyidina Umar is making dua for two things. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom, but allow me to die in Medina Munawwara. Allah gave him both. Because he was martyred in Fajr Namaz by the enemy of Allah, Firoz, Abu Lulu. Abu Lulu was a slave of Sayyidina Mughira ibn Shu'bah. So number one, you make an intention. That you, although you're not going for Hajj, but you make an intention. Whenever the opportunity will come, inshallah, I will go. So this is number one. Number two, this is something every single one of us here can do. Hajj without going for Hajj. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Anyone who comes for Fajr Namaz in the masjid, reads Salat with the Imam, then stays in the masjid. You read some Quran, read some whatever else you want to do, dhikr waghaira, and then you read two rakat of ishraq. That individual has a reward of umrah and hajj. And the narrator of the hadith says, complete, complete, complete. Tamam, tamam, tamam. Now you tell me, every individual can do that. Everyone can do that. Can we not wake up in the morning? MashaAllah, we are talking about sacrifice, but we can't sacrifice our sleep. If we go for Hajj, and we are encircling the Ka'batullah, but then our desires are encircling us when we come back, what is the point? I'm not saying you can't go for Hajj. If you are pelting the shaitan in Mina, and then you come back and you are obedient to shaitan, what is the point that you went for Hajj? Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't do your complete, your farz Hajj, that you have to. But you have to learn the lessons. What do you come back with? What do you come back with? So that's number two. Fajr namaz. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari. There are two hadith one hadith is from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And one is another hadith, both in Sahih Bukhari. You can have a look, inshallah. It's in the chapter of Bad'ul Khalq. Bad'ul Khalq. Imam Bukhari has mentioned a chapter. It's called Bab Sifati Iblis. Sifati Iblis wa Junudi. And in that chapter, he's mentioned 27 riwayat. 27 riwayat. And in the two riwayat that I'm quoting to you, an individual who does not wake up for Fajr namaz in the morning. So look what the Messenger of Allah says. When one of you goes to sleep, إِذَا نَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ, when one of you goes to sleep, shaitan ties three knots around his neck. When you wake up, number one, and you do dhikr of Allah, one knot opens. If you do wudu, the second knot opens. And after that, if you read salat, then the third knot opens. And now you wake up and you, mashallah, are tayyiban nafs, nashitan. You are going to be active. You are going to be good in your spirit. This is what the Messenger of Allah says. But if you don't wake up because shaitan is telling you, alayka laylun tawil, nam, alayka laylun tawil, sleep, the night is long. MashaAllah, he'll be lying if he says it now. Because the nights are very short. The nights are very short, so if he says it now, you know he's lying. But this is what shaitan does. So shaitan ties a knot. You know, what does the hadith mean? The second hadith is the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. What is the hadith? If one individual, one sahabi came to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, there's an individual in Medina Munawwara, he slept over from Fajr until the sun rised and he did not wake up, he only woke up after sunrise. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Bala shaitan fi udunihi. Shaitan urinated in his ear. Shaitan urinated in his ear. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, these riwayat, when you can take these riwayat in the literal meaning, that's what it means. Shaitan has urinated, although we might not realize because this is the realm of the unseen. So we don't know what that exactly means. But let's say it's metaphoric. It's metaphoric. What does that mean? Shaitan has humiliated you. Would anyone come into the masjid and urinate in the masjid? You wouldn't. You would go maybe in the park and you might urinate somewhere where you have to when you are desperate. Urinating on someone means shaitan has humiliated you. Number one. Number two, it means shaitan has spiritually made you deaf. Spiritually, he's made you deaf. You can get a hajj every single day. Wake up for Fajr namaz. Come to the masjid, stay in the masjid until Tulu'u Shams if you can, and thereafter wait 10-15 minutes, read two rakat salat, you get that reward. Number three, and this, mashallah, some people can do, some people can't. Serve your parents whilst they are alive. Serve your parents while they are alive. Rasulullah said, an individual, by serving your parents, you can get the reward of an entire hajj. One sahabi came to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, I would like to go into the battlefield alongside you. What did Rasulullah say? Are your parents alive? He says, Messenger of Allah, yes. What did he say? فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Then you go and you serve your parents and that is your jihad. You will get your reward there. Today, we've got the time to go holiday, Morocco, Maldives, Bali, Mali, Malaysia, I don't know, Wallahu Alam, Hawaii. Okay, we go to the Big Apple, we go to Canada, we go, Wallahu, Wallahu Ala. But today, our kids don't have 10 minutes to spend and sit down with their parents and take dua of your mother. A dua of your mother can open for you the door of the Ka'batullah. That is how powerful it is. You going for Hajj, maybe you might not get anything. Please, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be negative. But I'm trying to tell you reality, things that we can do whilst we can do them. Okay, there's no point regretting afterwards when the parents are not alive. Akhir, anyway, inshallah, there are many other things, but hajj without hajj. Hajj without hajj. And inshallah, I'll finish on this, inshallah. You know, I wanted to really, my topic was completely something else. But inshallah, some other time, inshallah, I'll just mention, you know, if every one individual here can, if you please can, download the khutbah of Hajjatul Wida of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. This is the best khutbah in Islamic history. The best khutbah in Islamic history that was given by anyone was a khutbah given by the Messenger of Allah on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida. MashaAllah, it's a beautiful, beautiful khutbah on the, that Rasulullah gave on the day of Arafat. I'll just give you the gist of that khutbah and I'll finish, inshallah. We don't have time. Rasulullah, where he highlighted in regards to, inshallah, I've just made, before I came, inshallah. Number one, sanctity of human life. This is what's highlighted in the khutbah of Hajjatul Wida. فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَيَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَارِكُمْ هَذَا أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. Today, me and you, what do we do with our tongue? Slander, backbite, lying against someone, usurping the rights of other individuals. One social media message sometimes ruins someone's life and you don't realize what you have done. The khutbah of Hajjatul Wida is telling me and you that if you want your honor, your dignity, you have to learn to give other people honor and dignity. Inshallah, I'm really sorry, my time is over, inshallah. We'll mention next week, maybe, inshallah, in regards to the khutbah of the Messenger of Allah from Hajjatul Wida, because there are a lot of lessons that we can learn and we can take from the khutbah of Hajjatul Wida. We don't have time, inshallah. I also wanted to touch on the sunnats of Eidul Adha. The night, inshallah, please do not waste your time on the night of Eidul Adha. Try and make that fruitful as well, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. On a Wednesday, each salat, we will have four jama'at for each salat. The first one will be 6:30. The second one, 7:45. The third one will be 9 a.m. And the last one, 10:30. So there's 1 hour, 15-minute gap in between everyone, besides the last one. So 6:30, 7:45, 9 o'clock, and then 10:30. So inshallah, these are the four salat that we will have. In every single one of them, parking will be available in the basketball area. The parking will be available there. So please, we urge you not to park at the bottom. Last week, someone parked and blocked. Three cars blocked one car. He's a taxi driver. He's a non-Muslim taxi driver. He got a call to go to the hospital. He just couldn't move. You know, what lesson does that give to non-Muslims regards Muslims? We don't even know how to park. So please, you know, try and look for somewhere. If you can't get parking, just go to somewhere else and try and get Jumu'ah. Maybe just come for the second Jumu'ah. Inshallah, there is a lot of, but do not harm anyone by the way you park. So, the other, you must have seen, inshallah, there are now, there is a chairs, and you see on the right-hand side here, you see there are chairs. If whoever uses a chair, after using them, if you can please replace it back in the rack. Do not leave it there for someone else to do the work for you. Please do it yourself. And you know, in life, try and remain independent as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability. Don't become reliant on other people. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say, always do your work yourself to the extent that you can. Don't even rely on your wife. But for the cooking. But otherwise, inshallah, hoovering, you can do it. Washing the dishes, you can do it. Okay, but you know, just help out, inshallah. So, and thereafter, the Suleiman Al-Aqsa Butchers, they've got Qurbani for a lamb, it's £299. I don't know why he didn't give 300. £299, and the weight of the lamb will be approximately between 17 to 20 kilos. And if you want a sheep, it's £310, and the weight is between 25 to 30 kilos. If anyone wants to do Qurbani local for one share, that will be, you can see Suleiman Al-Aqsa Butchers. And the last two announcements, inshallah, after Zohar, every Sunday there is a halaqa here in the masjid, inshallah. Imam Deen conducts a halaqa. They are currently discussing about wudu waghira, so please do attend, inshallah. And the last announcement, inshallah, there will be collection for Gaza as well. They need money for Qurbani, mashallah, they've asked for 25 animals. 20 to 25 animals is going to cost £41,000. £41,000 plus. Sorry, no, I think it's 15 animals, sorry. It's going to cost approximately somewhere in the region of £41,000. They've collected 20,000, so they said indeed of about £20,000. So please, Brother Nuruddin will be collecting outside, whoever can, whatever you can afford, inshallah, please do contribute.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل فقد فاز المتقون قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الحكيم والفجر وليالي عشر وقال النبي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. عباد الله، إن يوم عرفة من أعظم أيام الله، وهو يوم المغفرة والرحمة والعتق من النيران، يوم يباهي الله فيه ملائكته بأهل الموقف. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. وفي هذا اليوم أكمل الله الدين وأتم نعمته. قال سبحانه وتعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. ومن فضائل يوم عرفة صيامه لغير الحاج. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. فيا عباد الله، أكثروا في هذا الأيام من التهليل والتكبير والاستغفار والتوبة والدعاء والابتهال والصدقة وصلة الأرحام، فإنه يوم عظيم تجاب فيه الدعوات وترفع فيه الدرجات. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن من أعظم نعم الله علينا أن بلغنا هذه المواسم المباركة. أكثروا من التكبير في هذه الأيام المباركة: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا من النار يوم عرفة، وتقبل منا صالح الأعمال. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Brothers, just one announcement that I forgot to make, inshallah. From Tuesday onwards, for after every salat, it is wajib to read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, after every salat. And you will continue from the day of Arafat, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, until Saturday Asr salat. So in total, after 23 salat, inshallah.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة، ما القارعة، وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى. سبحان ربي العلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانيَ لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي أنحاء وفي جميع أنحاء العالم، وفي لبنان وفي إيران وفي العراق وفي كشمير وفي جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم يا رب. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمة الأعداء يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, anyone who want to give Qurbani for India, you may give it until Monday, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected elders, brothers and sisters, we are passing through the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, the greatest days of the year in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the 5th of Dhul Hijjah. The days are passing quickly and the doors of mercy are open now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself takes an oath by these days, by these 10 days in the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sit down, brother, sit down and drink. Wal fajr, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal fajr wa layalin ashr. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the dawn and by the 10 nights in Suratul Fajr. Starting two ayah, wal fajr, by the dawn, wa layalin ashr, and by the 10 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take oath. The mufassirin explain that these 10 days and these 10 nights refer to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min ayyamil amal as-salihu fiha أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. There are no more days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. Think for a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another chance. How many people were with us last Dhul Hijjah? But today, they are beneath the soil. Their accounts are closed. But you and I are alive, alhamdulillah. This is not coincidence. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us back toward Him. My dear elders, brothers and sisters, these are the days of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to sacrifice his beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. He did not argue. He did not delay. He submitted. And what did Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam says? Ya abati if'al. Oh my dad, do. Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar. Satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. Oh my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, among the patient. Sabar karne walon mein se aap mujhe paoge. Kaun keh raha, chota sa bachcha, the small boy, Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. He is saying, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills, amongst the patient, you find me amongst the patient. Today, we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to leave sins, to pray salah, to lower our gaze, to give up haram income, we hesitate. Ask ourselves sincerely. Apne khud se, apne aap se poochho, apne dil se poochho. Ask ourselves sincerely. What sacrifice have we made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing. These 10 days are not only for Dhul Hijjah. These 10 days are not only for Hajj pilgrims. Khali hajiyon ke liye nahi hai. Even those sitting for far away can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase in salah, tawbah, istighfar, Quran recitation, sadaqah, zikr, and takbir. What is takbir? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite abundantly in these 10 days. In Zilhajjah, the month of Zilhajjah, abundantly. What? Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. But the reality is that now, the reality is that our hearts have become hard because of sins. We laugh loudly but cry little. We spend hours on phones but cannot spend minutes in dua, in zikr, in Quran recitation. Remember death. Very soon, people will cry, people will carry us on their shoulder. Very soon. We don't know which time, but it's very soon. The same family for whom we sacrifice our deen will leave us in the grave and return home. Only our deeds will remain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. Har nafs ko, har insan ko, har jandar cheez ko, jiske andar jaan hai, usko kya hai? Maut ka maza chakna hai. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent person is the one who controls himself and prepares for what comes after death. This is the intelligent person. Who said? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. These days, these 10 days are a golden opportunity before the day of Arafah arrives. Maybe this is our last Zilhajjah. Maybe this is our last Jum'ah. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for one sincere tear, ek ansu, khalis Allah ke liye behne wala. Sincere tear from us. My dear brothers, elders and sisters, raise our hands, raise your hands in dua during these days. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Reconcile broken relationships. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our children. Ameen. Pray for the ummah suffering across the world. And if we have not been praying regularly, then start today. Say inshallah ta'ala. Do not delay repentance. Aaj nahi, kal tawbah kar lunga. Tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, I will sit in front of Allah subhanahu ta'ala and do tawbah and do repentance. Don't say. Now we decide inshallah ta'ala, today I will sit in front of Allah subhanahu ta'ala. Now at the moment, inshallah ta'ala, I sit in front of Allah subhanahu ta'ala and do tawbah. Say inshallah. Do not delay repentance, because the doors of tawbah are still open. Allah subhanahu ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these 10 days a means of forgiveness. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with taqwa. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincere repentance. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live as believers and die as believers. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There are two, three announcements. First, inshallah ta'ala, Eid timing, salah. There are four salah here, inshallah ta'ala, in Halo Islamic Center. First salah, first Eid salah, 6:30. Second Eid salah, 7:45. Third Eid salah, 9 o'clock. And fourth one is 10:30. First, 6:30. Second, 7:45. Third, 9. And fourth, 10:30. And inshallah ta'ala, on that day, basketball coach is available for parking. And there's the parking outside. The masjid is available for parking. But don't park in the on the road. Yeah? Downstairs. And the second, alhamdulillah, now in Halo Islamic Center, there are new chairs is here. So if anyone is taking chair, so hang the same place. Yeah, don't put here and there. Hang the same place because there's a, alhamdulillah, everything is there. So hang there. And Sulaiman, brother Sulaiman, Al-Aqsa Butchers, here in CM19, so they are taking the Qurbani of Baqarid. So one lamb is $2.99. The 17 to 20 kgs, inshallah ta'ala, meat is available for Qurbani. And second Qurbani is for sheep, £310, 25 to 30 kilo kgs meat is there. And inshallah ta'ala, every Sunday, Zuhar, after Zuhar Salah, the halaqa is here about Islam, about Deen. Inshallah ta'ala, now wuzu is currently is going on. About wuzu, how we have to do wuzu, everything for elders, inshallah ta'ala. And who is doing Eid with Sheikh Salim Saab in India, inshallah ta'ala, on Friday, 10 o'clock, every qurbani is done, inshallah ta'ala. On Friday, 10 o'clock. Jazakallahu khairan wa ahsan al-jaza.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن من سعادة العبد أن يرزقه الله تعالى حب حبيبه الكريم وكيف لا يكون هذا وحبه عليه الصلاة والسلام من شروط الإيمان فقد روى الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده وروى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله تعالى عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من أهله وماله والناس أجمعين كما أن محبته صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسباب خير الدنيا والآخرة فمحبته صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسباب حصول حلاوة الإيمان فقد روى الشيخان عن رحمهما الله تعالى عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم يرزقنا الله وإياكم محبة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه أجمعين أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته وصحبه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وفاتمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذون غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ظل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Switch off your mobile phones. Keep prostrate and put the heel on the yellow line and close the gaps, please, brothers. Close the gaps. Jazakallah. Fill the first line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام ومن سيء الأسقام بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة يوم يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله العالمين.
Collection for Gaza, Jazakumullah khair.